So today we're continuing with the concept of giving a Iyun piece on one of the daffim which we learned this week in Daf Yomi, this week from last Wednesday till this Wednesday. So the daffim that we learned are Daf Tetzayin to Daf Chof Gimel. Well, last week we spoke about the sugya on Daf Tetzayin relating to Bechir Chofshis. This week we'll speak about a sugya on Daf Chof Amud Beis relating to the concept of Anishol L'Chacham V'Timei Lo Yishol L'Chacham V'Tir. Meaning if I ask the psak of a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, I asked him to paskin for me a Shaila, and he was Metamei, I'm not supposed to go to somebody else to ask for another Shaila. We would call today psak shopping. You're not allowed to go psak shopping. So that's a sugya we're going to do. It's really a sugya on Daf Chof Amud Beis. Let's just go through the basic Gemara here to get the basic gist of things. Yalta, Rav Nachman had a very chashuva wife. Her, his wife's name was Yalta. Hati domo lekamei derabavar rachana v'tomile. Yalta had a marek tamim shalish. She had a hilchos neither question. And she came to Rabavar rachana and he was mitamala. Hodor ati kamei derabai yitzchok v'arit rav yudah v'tochile. Then afterwards, after Rabbi Baruch Chana said that her domim atame, she went to Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch Rabbi Yehuda, and he was mitar. He said, it's tar. It's the Gemara, the heichi of it hachi. How is it possible that she went ahead and did so? The Hatanya, we have a braisa that teaches us. Chacham shetime, ein chaber rosh l'tar. Asar, ein chaber rosh l'hatir. We have a general rule that if you go to Posek A and he paskins something, and then you go to Posek B, the Posek B is not permitted to paskin. So since Yalta, Rav Nachman's wife, went to Posek A, i.e. to Rabbi Bar Rav Chana, and he paskins Tomei, how was Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Yehuda allowed to paskin Tar? Says the Gemara, in the beginning, Rav Yitzchak Baruch Rav Yehuda would paskin even on this dam that it was tummy. Tamalei the whole yom ahavi matchil rikai gavna ve'aidano hu dechash be'enei dochila. But since she told Yalta, told Rav Yitzchak Baruch Rav Yehuda, that every time she has a similar shayla and she goes to Rav Rav Chana, he says it's tar. And today Rav Rav Chana's eyes hurt. And Yalta was explaining to Rabbi Yitzchak that that's the reason that Rav Chana was with Tami, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak was mitar. Ask the Gemara umi mehem, and is she believed? And the Gemara goes on to discuss whether or not she is believed. And the Gemara goes ahead, yes, in Achinami, she is believed. That's what the Gemara goes ahead to conclude. So we see here a very interesting scenario when it comes to relate to the sugya psak. I want to specifically zoom in and focus on one specific point because I think it's a very critical point. It's got a real practical nafkamina, and also from a lundership perspective, it's fascinating. And that is the following concept, psak shopping. I go to Posake. He says, Tame. Then I want to go ahead to Posek B and see what he says. And Posek B says, Tar. Am I permitted? A, is Posek B permitted to paskin? B, am I permitted to follow Posek B if I already got the psak of Posek A? So again, we have the question is really being challenged from two sides. Side number one, the question is being challenged from, is the Posek B permitted to paskin different than Posek A? Side number two that it's challenged, if he is permitted, or maybe even if he was not permitted, but he paskin anyways, am I, as the person who has the shaila, allowed to go and follow Psak B, even though it's different than Psak A was? The first question we have to analyze from the first side of this discussion, that question is, how does Posek B know the Posek A paskin? So obviously we're talking about a scenario where one of two things have happened. One scenario is that he asked me, as the individual who asked the Shiloh, have you asked anybody else? And I said, oh yeah, I asked Rabbi so-and-so. And Rabbi so-and-so said, Tameh, when we mail it now, the Rav, Posek B, has the information that Rabbi so-and-so said, Tameh. And the Shiloh is he allowed to paskin tar because he's cholik on Rabbi so-and-so? That's scenario A. There's another scenario, and that scenario would be that maybe Posek A is the accepted Posek in this community. He's the Rav of the Shul. Meaning, let's say I dominate in the Shul, and the Shul has one Rav and another Talmud Chacham, which is a Posek. And the Rav's opinion on this specific Shiloh is known to all. The Rav's opinion about this specific makeup on Shabbos is famous. The Rav gave a shir on it. The Rav paskened it. It's a public known information. I actually never even went to ask the Rav of the Shul because I knew his opinion. But I really came to ask Talmud Chacham number B, who's not the Rav of the Shul, but he's a Rav or a Dayan somewhere else. And I wanted to discuss this Shiloh with him. So in Mela, this Chacham B is well aware that I am acquainted with the psak of the Rav of the Shul. And anyways, I am coming to discuss it with Dayan B. So in that case, again, the Shiloh is also, is that considered Chacham Shetime Ein Chaver Rashay L'Tahir? Or are we going to suggest that in that case, it is not the same as Chacham Shetime Ein Chaver Rashay L'Tahir? Rather, it's a whole different scenario, it's a whole different ballpark. The only scenario where there is actually a concept of Chacham Shetime and Chaver Rashay L'Tahir is only in a scenario where I actually went to ask a psak from Chacham A. But the fact that Chacham A has published his psak is not connected and not relevant to the question. Let me just sum up what we're going to discuss today because I think it's important to understand. The brisa here, Maseches Nidah Daf Chafam with Beis, is a brisa that relates to Chacham Shetimei Ein Chaver Rashay L'Tahir. Meaning the brisa is talking about from the side of the posek. Okay, so the Chora, the Bryce is teaching us that if I am acquainted with a psak of Chacham A, or if I'm acquainted that you asked Chacham A, and you told me that he paskin the Tame, then me as Chacham B, I am not a paskin otherwise. Or is this psak also talking to me, to you, the person who's coming to ask a Shiloh? That if you've already asked a Shiloh, or alternatively, if you're acquainted with the psak of the Morad Asra, with the posik of the community, then you're not allowed to ask and paskin or shop around for psaks, which are any different. So that is going to be one piece of what we're going to research, or two parts of what we're going to research today. Another piece of what we're going to research today is, what is the root of this whole concept? Meaning we're going to have a very simple chakira. And this chakira is actually a machlokas rishonim, and we're going to try to develop the machlokas rishonim and figure out the nafkamina. The chakira is as follows. Is this isur a kavod ha-Torah issue? Meaning, since Chacham A paskin something, mimela, because of his kavod ha-Torah, a different posek is not allowed to be cholik on him. And it really relates to the kavod of posek A. Or is the reason totally different? That maybe the reason is that if I went to Chacham A and he was mitame, mimela, that becomes tame for me. We have a concept in halacha called a very, very famous Gemara in Kiddushin also, but the famous makor for it is a Gemara in Maseches Ksuvos Daf Tet. And that's called Shavi Anafshe Chaticha the Yisura. Meaning it becomes usur to me, i.e., I go to a posek to ask him a shaila, is this piece of meat kosher treif? And the posek paskins that it's treif. So the objective information is no longer relevant. Meaning it's no longer important whether or not it's really treif objectively. but rather, since I asked a psak, and I got a psak, mimela for me it's treif. So even if I go to posik B, and he says kosher, it's still not going to be kosher because the objective question is no longer relevant. For me, it's treif. So again, the chakira is this halacha related to the kavrat Torah aspect of the discussion? And since you've asked the psak, don't go around and ask for another psak because it's not respectful for the Rav. Or is it a din of Shabi Anafshi Chaticha di Yisura that it's as if the Cheftza becomes usur because I asked for a psak? Not the Cheftza becomes usur, that's the wrong terminology, but Cheftza becomes usur to the Gavra. There's an Isur Gavra here that I'm not allowed to eat this piece of meat, regardless of the question whether or not it's really kosher or treif. And that is because I got a psak that it's treif. Several nafkaminas to this chakira. Nafkamina number one is, if I ask Rishus from Posek A, meaning I come to Posek A and I tell him after he paskin tamei, and I say, Rebbe, could I go ahead and ask Posek B this question? We have halacha chacham shemachal atvodamachol. So if it's a din kavod, tell me they chachamim. The male, if he's machal on his kavod, the kavod is machal, and therefore at that point I can go ahead and ask a second psak. But if I'm going ahead and suggesting that the svar is shavei anafshi chaticha de yisura, i.e. that it becomes an isur gavra, that the meat becomes asur to me, so it's irrelevant to the heter, to the chacham shemachal akvodo. It doesn't make a difference if he permits me to go ahead and ask a shiloh to somebody else. Because the bottom line is going to be in that case that it's already awesome. And even though if he was my turn, how could he be my turn Easter to me? It's awesome to me. He cannot be my turn. That's one afkamina. Another afkamina would be, what happens if I went to Chachamei and he said Tahar? He wasn't a Tame, he was Matar. And I thought that I want to be firmer than that. I don't like the heter. I want to be more sensitive. I'm OCD regarding this psak. I'm obsessive compulsive. I got to go ahead and find a way to be machmer. I'm uncomfortable with this heter. Am I permitted to go to posik B? So here we have the contrary nafkamina. If the svar is kavrat Torah or kavrat tamid dechakamim, doesn't make a difference with the first posik paskin mutar asur. I am not permitted to go to Posek B because I'm going to be pogea in the cover of Posek A. But if the issue is going to be Shavei Anafshi Chaticha B'Yisura, that only makes sense when I got an Isur from Posek B. But if I got a Heter from Posek B, because Posek B was matir to me, and Posek B told me, and Posek A said, I'm sorry, it's mutter. And then I went to shop around to get a Chumrah, I went to Posek B. In that case, there's no issue of Shavei Anafshi Chaticha D'Yisura. I'm definitely allowed to go ahead and find the Chumrah. I don't have to follow the Heter because there's no din of Kavrat Torah. I want to suggest that this is definitely a Machlokas Rishonim. And let's go on to a different part of Sha'as. The Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, has the second part of our original discussion. If you recall, our original discussion was, is this a halacha on the Rav? That the Rav B is not supposed to paskin since Rav A paskin? Or is this a halacha on the person who's asking a question that he's not allowed to go and shop around for a psak? We suggested that the Braisa in neither Daf Chaf Amud Beis is focusing on the posek issue. The Braisa that's brought down in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin is the flip side of this discussion. Hanarabana, Hanisha lechacham v'timei, lo yisha lechacham v'yitaher. Lechacham v'asar, lo yisha lechacham v'yitar. Ayushim echad metame v'echad metar, echad osar v'echad mati. Ima echad mehem gadol mechaber v'chochum minyan, o lechachara v'imala, ima lechachara machem. Bishul Karchomer, Bishul Torah Lechachara Machmir, Bishul Sofer Lechachara Machmir, Yosef, Tuchuzakor Bishul Karchomer. The Gemara The Braisa has three parts. One part is that the two poskim are not sitting together. I come to Posek A and ask him for a psak. He was with Tame, so I can't go to Posek B to ask for a heter. So here we see the flip side of the Braisa in the Daf Chaf Amud Beis. As the Braisa in the Daf Chaf Amud Beis was talking from the Posek side, the Braisa in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph is talking about from the Shaul side. Hanisha L'Chacham V'Time Lo Yisha L'Chacham V'Dar. I'm not allowed to go around shopping for a psak, shopping for a heter, specifically in this case. Okay? Then the Braisa goes on to two other scenarios. One scenario is where they're both sitting together, then we follow the Gadol. And if there's no Gadol, if they're both equal, then there's a machlokas, but we possibly go Bishum and Karcha, that if it's a Doraisa question, we go according to the Chumran. If it's a Darabana question, we go Hilchos HaKadivri HaMekel, the Rabbana. When we get to Avodah Zarah, Bezra Hashem, in a few years, we'll be able to elaborate on that piece of the puzzle. But regarding our focus in the Sugini, the Daf Chaf Amud Beis, so we see the flip side. Asks Tosos in Avodah Zarah a very simple question. Tosos asks, I don't understand. Min Tomar v'chilo yisho l'kol ha-chachonim v'yadun ha-zeim zeh, lo yashivim medvarav. Meaning, says Tosfos, maybe if you go on and you say, okay, these were the svaras of this Rav, maybe the new Rav is going to be able to have contrary svaras and be cholik on him logically. So the answer is Tosfos, that the Easter is only to be Shoel if I did not announce the Posek B already that I asked Posek A. Meaning, regarding the side of the person who's asking the Shaila, the question is only relevant in a scenario where I did not ask Posek A, I'm sorry, I did not tell Posek B that I asked Posek A. But if I tell Posek B that I asked Posek A, and I tell him these are the Sfaros, then it's Mutar. But, says Tosos, don't think, meaning, Tosos says, when we analyze it from the side of the person who asks a question, all he has to actually do is tell Posek B that I asked the question Posek A, and this is what he passed in these words, Sfaros. But Posek B, says Tosos, also has to be a Chacham. He's not allowed to change the Psak, because the Braisa needs a Chacham with base. So if you already said Tameh, Posek B is not allowed to say Tar. And says Tosos, V'davka Asar and Chaber Rosh Elahatir. I believe Hitir Chabero Rosh Elahatir. So Tosfos, this concept that he's not allowed to change the Psak in Posek B, that's only the scenario where Posek A was Matir. But it was Asar. But the scenario of Posek A was Matir, and Posek B is allowed to Asar. The Chora based on Al-Hakira. The whole issue, according to Tosfos, the Chora is Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Deisura. And since the issue is Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Deisura Mimela, only if he was Mitame, then Posek B is not allowed to be Cholek. But if he was Mitahir, Posek B is allowed to be Cholek. Rashi, if we go back to the Sugya Nida Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Rashi says, on the Sugya that we spoke about, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Mikara Timui Temayle, Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Tonda De Rav Amar Rav Chana. Rashi, a Diakon Rashi, is suggesting that the issue that Rabbi Yitzchak in the beginning told Rav Nachman's wife at its time, it was because he had kavod for Rav Amar Rav Chana. So the issue is not Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Deisura. Even though Rav Chana was Mitame, the reason Rav Yitzchak was not Mitame was not because Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Deisura, because if the issue was Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Deisura, it wouldn't make a difference that Rav Chana's eyes hurt. Rather, the issue, says Rashi, was the kavod of Rav Chana. And therefore, Rav Yitzchak in the beginning said, okay, Yalta, what are you driving me crazy? You already asked a psak. You got a psak of Isur. Since you asked a psak and you got a psak of Isur, Mimela, the halach is that you're not allowed to ask a psak to get a psak of Heter in this case because of to Rav Aram Kata. Then she explained to him the scenario that always Rav Aram Kata was matir. So he said, oh, it's fine. So the Chor, we see here a machlokes, Rashi and Tosos. Rashi holds that the issue is kavod of the Chacham. And in this specific case, it doesn't make a difference if it's Tomei Tar or Tar Tomei. Tosos holds that it's only from Tomei to Tar, because Tosos the Chor holds, Shavei Anakshe, Chaticha di Sura. The Ravid in Parish is Parish on Avodah Zarah. Brought down in the Ram, by the way, also in the Alpha with base of the pages of the Rit. Chatav Ravid al Befura b'Masech Hazul Parish on Avodah Zarah Shalom. The Lo Mishum Kvoda Shul Rishon Agubo. El Mishum De Kevan Da Asher Rishon Shavi Anaf Shei Chaticha Di Sura. Mishum En Laheter. De Afilu Yiteri Shein En Amuteres. So the Ravid clearly sides with Tosfos, and he goes ahead and he strengthens the concept of Shavi Anafshe Chaticha de Yisura. And he goes ahead and he suggests that this din and this halacha is only in the case of Isur. But the other way around, there's no problem because the issue is Shavi Anafshe Chaticha de Yisura and not because photo of Chacham. And the Ram goes ahead to quote a Rashba that says the same thing. And he himself at the end says, I think that if based on the Sugya Nidah Daf Chafum Beis, that it's a din Kvodo Shel Rishon. And also, Lefichach Mirali, Da'afil Tov B'Shukul Adas, Machzir Nor Atov As Kamato, Da'achia Mina and Chacham Shalas and Chavar Ashat, La'atib Lohas Kamato Shel Rishon, it's a Kvodo Shel Rishon. Meaning, the Ran is cholek, and the Nafkamina is, where I'm convinced that the first posek made a mistake, the Svora. The Shulta Giborim goes on to discuss what happens in the case of the Mora, the Asra. Okay, so what we've seen here today is as follows. So there are two sensitivities in halacha, and these are psaks and yeridaya in sin, resh, and bet. The two sensitivities in halacha. One sensitivity is to the shoel, and the other sensitivity is to the posek. The sensitivity to the shoel relates to the question of shavei anafshi chaticha di yisura. And l'chara, that is not mishum kvodo shel posek rishon. But Mishum Kvodo Shel Posek Rishon, he has to repeat the Posek Sheni that he has to psak. But his issue is Shavei Anafshi Chaticha Di Yisur. The issue from the Posek's perspective is not an issue of Shavei Anafshi Chaticha Di Yisura, but rather the issue really relates to Kavod of Posek Rishon. Therefore, if I go on to a Posek and I say, Rebbe, let me ask you a Shaila, but it's not, I just want to understand, I'm not sure that this will be accepted as a psak. Some poskim would say that that's not a psak. There's no din of shavei anafshi chaticha di yisura. But there's still a din of kvodo shel rishon. So then you have to go ahead and ask him, could I go ahead and ask somebody else? And if he says, yeah, go ahead to somebody else, you can go ahead to somebody else and say, listen, I asked Rav A, these were his svaros. I asked the permission to ask you. I told him it's not a psak. When we mail in that scenario, I solve both problems. It is not shavei anafshi chaticha di yisura because it was a psak for me. And there was no kvodo to Rishon because I asked after for kavod tam chacham Rishon, and chacham shemach ha kvodo, kvodo macho. There's also no problem in terms of posik sheni because I told posik sheni what I asked posik Rishon. And I told him that I asked permission. When we mail in that case, there's no din of kavod. Let's go back to the story of Yalta. So Yalta had a very fascinating point. And this has a very interesting nafka min al halach. Yalta understood that Rav Aram Chana for some reason was off in his psak. Many times I asked him exactly this question, and his psak was to be meiko. Now he was metame. When we mele, he was toi b'shikul. Therefore, when I go to posik sheni and I tell him, you have to know that usually he was meiko, but now his eyes hurt. When we mela the zitzad to be cholik on him. The male Rav Yitzchak was cholik on him, and he accepts the Alta's opinion. Okay, so that's a very interesting scenario, and it may be an nafkamina lahalacha in terms of maybe possibly going out and suggesting that if there's an obvious reason to why the psak that I got in this specific case was not clear, and this is a shaila that I've asked several times, then it could very well be that in that case, I'm going to go ahead and ask a chacham sheni.